Al, going into this game, you know, the Raiders aren't a very good team right now, but obviously you guys have to prepare as if they are.
You know what? I'm not looking at them, you know, like an 0-4 team. Simply because my rookie season, we were 0-4 going into Oakland, and we got our first win. I think they kind of took us lightly, and you know, we're not trying to follow that path this season. So, you know, we're preparing for them as being a, you know, a great football team.
Obviously, you've been in this league a long time. Everyone knows what you can do. But it seems like this past week, the national media has been giving you even more attention based on the way you play Monday Night Football. How does that feel, and how do you internalize that?
It's nothing. It's nothing. I really could care less about it. I just want to play. That's it. You know, you can keep the accolades and give it to the other guys. You know, give them the media. I don't care too much for it.
But was it extra special for you to have that type of game on that type of stage? Obviously, with Ray Lewis on, you know, part of the game as well.
Well, I'm glad we won the game. You know, it's pretty much, I just went out and did my job, you know, to the best of my abilities. And, you know, I can't worry about too much of what, you know, what the media thinks about how I played and all this, because when I looked at the film, it was some things that I could have cleaned up. So, you know, from my aspect, I played an okay game.
What is your assessment of what's going on with Randy Moss? Is it more, is it he's dropped a notch, or is it a function of circumstance?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I think that's a question you have to ask him. But guys do get older in this business, and guys do slow down. You know, and I'm not saying that that's the situation with Randy, but, you know, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast. I mean, when you've played so many games and done what he's done over the years, they expect you to continue to play at that high level. And when you don't, you know, people are going to say that things have changed. So, but when I see him on film, he can still, you know, separate from receivers and still find a way to get open.
Now, some of the guys yesterday were talking about the stat that Mike Shanahan brought up. How 0-4 teams have bounced back. Mm-hmm. As a veteran, do you need to see stuff like that?
No, not really, to be honest with you. Like I was just saying, you know, my first season here in Denver, we started 0-4, and we got our first win in Oakland. So, I mean, it happens. And, you know, anytime that this can be a trap game for us, you know, if we look at it as a game that we're supposed to win, because Oakland's going to come out and they're going to play extremely good football, and they're going to try to run the ball down our throats, and they're going to play good defense. And if we don't come out ready to play, we're going to get embarrassed.
What do you think about this? Three straight night games. I mean, that never happens.
Hey, man, I guess it's Pat Bowlen, baby. It's Pat Bowlen, man. Hey, when you have an organization like this, though, I think the league respects it, and fans love to watch the team play as well.
As a leader on this team, have you had to say anything, or have you observed anything with your teammates as far as drinking their own Kool-Aid too much with the, you know, hype and that you've been getting from the media?
You know what? That's the great thing about this team is it's a veteran team. And guys understand, we have guys on this team that won Super Bowls, and they understand that it's still early in the season, and you really have to continue to put your best foot forward week in and week out. And the more games you win, the better teams are going to play against you down the road. So you're going to have to continue to play at that high level, you know, every week. And the thing that I love about this team is guys really come in and work every day. And we have fun, but when it's time to work, we work. And I think that says a lot about the character of this team.
Do you guys even drink Kool-Aid anymore?
Hey, man, I still drink Kool-Aid, man. I don't know about you, man. Yeah, I mean, I might have moved up a little bit, but, hey, ain't nothing changed, bro.
Nothing changed. Red?
Hey, no, you got to mix it, baby. You got to mix it. You got a little grape, little red, little, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Do it like that.
Sherbert mix.
Yeah, there it is.
Thanks, Al.
Yeah, no problem.